Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, July 8th, 2021. And if you are new here to the Small Pod, we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long. And last night was just an incredible game from Miami. It was just incredible on ESPN. Everyone was watching. It was just really great from that game yesterday. And to start, they faced the Dodgers, third game of the four-game series, where Miami, before yesterday, already took two games. So they could not lose the series. At worst, they would have tied it. But that pitching matchup yesterday featured just it was a bullpen game for both teams, where Miami started Ross Detweiler and LA started Jake Reed, who made his debut on July 6th in relief and started his first game in the bigs last night after he was drafted in 2014. So it's been a long time for him to make his debut, to make his start. But before we go to last night's game, it's a little bit out in the farm. The Marlins minor league system, probably the biggest news that happened was Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the AA, brought up Zach McCamley, who was promoted to the Blue Wahoos from High A Beloit after leading High A in strikeouts with 73 and had a 3.79 ERA. And the 2020 third round pick joins just a loaded AA pitching rotation in Pensacola with Max Meyer, Jake Eater. Both guys are added to the future stars roster. And can't forget Edward Cabrera, one of the top prospects from Miami. Those four, that could easily be a pitching rotation that the Marlins use in the very near future. But the game last night was just incredible, as it started off with home runs galore, with four home runs combined in the first three innings by both teams. For Miami, Garrett Cooper, Jesus Sanchez, and LA, AJ Pollock, and Mookie Betts. And Mookie Betts' home run tied the game up 2-2. And for Ross Detweiler, wasn't really the best of games. Really struggled. He pitched 2 2/3 innings, gave up 6 hits, 5 earned runs, walked 1 batter and struck out 3. And after giving up 5 runs in the third, Miami stormed back into the game with key bats from Aguilar and Aguilar with a double, and Jazz had an RBI ground out, and later a moonshot by Garrett Cooper, his second of the game, and tied it up 5-5. But the pitcher that impressed the most last night was Jordan Holloway, who got to see his first action since June 30th. And last night he finished with 4 1/3 innings pitched, only giving up 2 hits. That's it. No earned runs, no runs, and he struck out 6 batters. And when you strike out 6 Dodger batters in only 4 innings pitched, that really shows a lot of promise, especially a dangerous lineup from the Dodgers with guys like Justin Turner, Chris Taylor, Mookie Betts. It's just really incredible. Really great to see from Jordan Holloway. Probably his best span of play this season. And speaking of another young upcoming star from Miami, Jesus Sanchez came up huge with Miami with a clutch single in the eighth to give Miami the lead. But it was not enough, as LA tied it up in the ninth with Anthony Bender giving up a home run to Zach McKinstry to tie the game 6-6. But Bender got out of that inning with multiple strikeouts, really showed focus, really showed short-term memory. That home run did not faze him after giving it up to Zach. But bottom of the ninth, game tied. It was insane what I'm about to tell you. Jesus Aguilar, Arepa Power, does it again. But this time, he got his first home run at home this season. And what a way to do it. Game winner, Miami wins 9-6 versus the defending champions, LA Dodgers. and take the series.
This is a line drive to left. This is a walk-off home run. Jesus Aguilar! It's a Marlins win!
Three games. They took three games out of the series. And next up is today at 12:10 p.m. where the Marlins will face the Dodgers in the final game of the series. See if Miami can get the sweep. And this should really lift Miami up for that Braves series. If they can win that Braves series and potentially sweep the Dodgers, then we might be looking at buyers rather than sellers at the trade deadline. And really quick, guys like Joe Panik, David Hess, really great trades showing so far right now from Miami. Really helping Miami win some games. David Hess is so far 2-0 record-wise. And Joe Panik has been really good, especially that home run in his first game. And as I mentioned, game today, 12-10. Pitching matchup is very interesting. Sandy Alcantara will come up against Julio Urias. That is a pitching matchup you definitely want to see. So before you go watch that, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always go fish.